The Douglas County School Board will be holding a special meeting today to discuss whether School Board President Mike Peterson will be appointed to handle strategic recommendations in response to litigation currently against the board. A Douglas County resident filed a lawsuit in February claiming board members violated open meeting laws by meeting one-on-one prior to the firing of School Superintendent Corey Wise. The lawsuit specifically names the conservative members of the board, which includes Becky Myers, Kaylee Winnegar, Christy Williams, and Peterson. Earlier this week, District Court Judge Jeffrey Holmes found the board members collectively fired Wise outside of public purview and issued a preliminary injunction ordering the members to conduct business publicly. According to the board's agenda, Peterson's appointment will cover the complete duration of the lawsuit, including any appellate proceedings. Denver's district attorney has dropped charges against the security guard who fatally shot a pro-police demonstrator in 2020. KGNU's Jack Armstrong has more.
Within the fray of multiple demonstrations, unlicensed security guard Matthew Dolev shot and killed a pro-police demonstrator in 2020 in front of the Denver Art Museum. At the time, Dolev was working as security detail for Channel 9 News. He shot and killed Lee Keltner, a 49-year-old hat maker, Navy veteran, and Blue Lives Matter demonstrator, in what he describes as self-defense. The Denver District Attorney's Office says they are not able to prove guilt beyond a reasonable doubt. According to Dolev's attorney, the charges are going to be dropped through a pretrial conference later this March. For KGNU, I'm Jack Armstrong.
Adams County Treasurer Lisa Culpepper filed a notice on Wednesday that she intends to sue Adams County, claiming county officials have caused her reputational damage, emotional distress, and extra work defending against, quote, false claims, end quote, that she was derelict in her duties. According to the Denver Post, Culpepper's notice states she is seeking more than $1 million from the county in damages. Adams County Commissioners sued Culpepper last October, claiming she has mismanaged more than $200 million in taxpayer funds, including the accounting of $90 million in federal COVID-19 relief money. The county is also claiming Culpepper has failed to respond to thousands of taxpayer inquiries about the status of their tax bill and remittances to her office. Culpepper began her treasurer role in 2019 and is seeking to be reelected in November. The Denver Post reports Adams County is seeking a court-appointed receiver to manage county finances. The county's finance director warned the county commission in January a communication breakdown with the treasurer's office is jeopardizing the finance department's ability to complete a required state audit. County officials have expressed concerns that if they do not complete the audit, the state could withhold property tax proceeds, which in turn could halt county operations. Boulder's Police Oversight Panel adopted a set of bylaws yesterday that will govern the operations of the 9-member panel going forward. The Boulder City Council created the panel in 2020 in response to calls for police reform. According to the Daily Camera, the panel took a year to develop a set of draft bylaws and accepted public comments through March 2nd. The panel rejected public feedback that argued it should have direct power to punish or terminate police personnel, which panel members said was not an authority the city council gave under the ordinance. As part of the bylaws, the independent police monitor will exclude the name and rank identifiers of personnel before the monitor presents a summary for an open session vote that determines if an investigation will proceed. After the vote, the monitor will restore identifiers in closed session for members to determine any conflicts of interest. After a 2-year pandemic hiatus, the Denver St. Patrick's Day Parade will return tomorrow starting at 9:30 a.m. The parade procession celebrating Irish culture will begin at Wine Coop and 19th Street and then will turn down 17th Street at Union Station, with the Sea of Green continuing on Blake Street and finishing past Coors Field. Parade organizers told the Denver Post the event draws an average crowd of around 300,000 to 400,000 people annually. According to the event website, many people are under a misconception that the city of Denver puts on the annual parade, but a group of volunteers formed 58 years ago is actually behind all the operations of the big event. Public transportation users should contact RTD for any changes or disruptions to bus or train routes. The Coors Field parking structure is open tomorrow starting at 7 a.m. for parade participants and spectators. Today's weather includes sunny skies with highs in the low to mid-30s. Tonight will be mostly clear with lows in the teens. Tomorrow's forecast includes sunny skies with highs in the 50s. The current temp in Boulder is 9 degrees. For KGNU, I'm Stacy Johnson.